is what would count to you as a runaway success. Anybody who starts a small business, the first step there is they're a runaway success. In my book, anyway, people don't appreciate how hard it is to start a new business. Evelina Nailenge is the co-owner of a business called Closet Runway. Now, Evelina, I've seen a business in the United States called Rent the Runway, and I think what you're doing with Closet Runway is something very, very similar. And instead of people buying very expensive outfits to wear once, maybe twice before they get put in the back of the cupboard, never looked at again because nobody dares to be seen twice or three times in the same outfit until they don't fit you anymore, then either you give it away to a charity shop or you chuck it into landfill. You're offering an alternative to people who want to go out regularly, be seen in all the best hotspots, but be seen to be fresh in their presentation and how they present themselves.
Hi, Bruce. Yes, what you're saying is very correct. So essentially, how the business idea also came to me is when I was in university, I was reading the New York Times one day, and I saw an article on Rent the Runway. And I was like, oh, this could be something that I could do one day. So I pocketed it. And in December last year, the opportunity, we were kind of like post-COVID. So the opportunity presented itself, and me and my business partner decided the time was right, and let's do it. And so we've gone and done it.
and well done to you. You're based at De Waardekant in Cape Town. How big is your space? How many outfits can you have on show at any one point?
All in all, we've got over 100 dresses. So that's essentially the inventory that we started the business with. We have started about 10, maybe 90 something, and we've gone on to add on a few odd dresses. So we've got a showroom in the Vatican, as you've mentioned, which essentially works as a walk-in for fitting. Of course, also consumers can call us and tell us, choose the time when they would like to come in for fittings, for that also to happen. But other than that, we've got the website, www.closetrunway.co.za. So essentially, consumers can go on their book address, and we would courier it to them. The whole process is very seamless. We've got tech in place, the technology that allows for that, and we courier nationally all over South Africa.
Because these are big ticket items. I mean, these are the sorts of dresses you're talking about aren't off the rack cheap dresses. These aren't, you're not going to, a mass market retail store and picking nice items off the rack. Very often these are designer items. These are items that would cost you, I don't know what a posh frock costs now, 10,000 Rand, and you can borrow it for 2,000 or 2,500 Rand a wearing. So are those roughly the economics?
Yes, so that's more or less, you kind of more or less in the numbers. That is the model. And so we obviously offering an opportunity for consumers to be able to wear and have access to those dresses at a fraction of the cost. And also, of course, to contact all the things that you've mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, such as, either spending way too much money on one dress that you're only going to wear once, or things ending up at the back of people's closets that they're never going to wear again. So that's the business concept.
And how then adaptable are the 100 frocks you've got? Because women in all their wonder come in many different shapes and sizes. And if you've only got an inventory of 100 frocks, it does suggest that there are some limitations in the early stages of this enterprise as to who you can and cannot serve.
Yes, you're correct. That's definitely the case. And essentially, also at this point in time, the business is very much in a startup phase. So, and also we there's so many other sizes of, people come in various sizes. And so at the moment we are obviously experiencing those sort of challenges in terms of the number of dresses that we have. We don't necessarily have enough volumes as much as we'd like to, but in that in itself also provides us with the opportunity to, grow the business and, also, obviously, which is essentially we would like to find ourselves is to be able to scale the business. And for that to happen, we need a number, a voluminous number of dresses. So good challenges, not bad challenges. But what we've also picked up is that it doesn't deter people from coming in to come and rent. And we do, obviously, at the moment, we do have a variety of styles. I mean, we've got dresses that you could wear on a night out, whether it be for dinner or whether you want to be going on a date or to the club or to. So we've still, although it's only about 100 dresses, we've got a variety.
Sure.
A variety within that 100, yes.
When Rent the Runway started, they went to the big fashion designers of New York City, and the fashion designers looked at them and said, oh, you must be kidding. People want to own our dresses, and we are not going to sell you dresses to rent out. I think it took a year or two for the concept to land. What sort of response have you had from the designer community in South Africa, which, you know, frankly, could do with all the help it can get as well?
Yes, that's also very correct. So I remember also when I was reading the article, they detailed that story about, I think, going to Donna Karan in
New
York.
That was it. I couldn't think of a DKNY, yes?
Yes. So I remember because they were saying it was easier to get the meeting, but the outcome wasn't quite as what they had hoped. So in this instance, I think because of them, it's become so normal. Because if we look at other markets, for instance, like the United Kingdom, they've gone on to open so many other rental businesses, and the concept has really been replicated around the world. And so for us here in South Africa, I remember last year, December, just when we were about to open, we actually met La Duma, who's the creative director and owner of Makosa. And we told him about the concept, and because we were also not quite sure how he was going to react. And he was like, this is actually brilliant because It gives people that would want to perhaps wear a Makosa piece but don't have the money.
Correct.
They can now wear it at a fraction of the price. So essentially, I think now the fashion industry has come around, and I mean, we've seen the growth of, you know, Rent the Runway, as you just mentioned, in New York. They're now listed on a stock exchange. And I mean, only good things can come out of this. And it's spoken to a couple of designers since then, Musa and Maxwell as well. We've met them once in Cape Town. I mean, they're happy, they're brilliant, they love the idea.
Evelina, we wish you luck with it. It really is a wonderful concept, and I'm delighted you brought it here. Evelina Nailenge is the co-owner of Closet Runway, based at the Waterkant in Cape Town. And this idea that you can go and wear an outfit just once. And yes, it'll cost you a bit of money to rent it, but it's a lot cheaper than buying the bloomin' thing, getting it cleaned yourself because you need to, because somebody's going to spill something on the nice frock, because that's what nice frocks are for. They're sponges for other people's mishaps. And you got to wear it once. And why would you then want to own it, frankly? There's no need to. Yes, people trade outfits all the time, and friend groups do this sort of trading all the time. This kind of centralizes it. I'm wondering if there's a model also for people who've bought outfits who then go, well, how about you go to Evelina and offer to sell her the frocks at a fraction of what you perhaps paid for it. So you've worn the outfit once or twice. You know you're not going to wear it again. Perhaps there's an idea in that as well. I haven't bounced it off her, but hey, there's an idea.